This is the Sean Salisbury Show. Here are your hosts, the Benchwarmers and Sean Salisbury.
All right. It's the treat, fortune now on the Sean Salisbury Show, to be joined by Cowboys insider from 105.3 The Fan, a man I've known a long time. Not only is on top of so much there, but has great respect in that town and brings it all the time. Mike Fisher joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Fish, welcome, man. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for the kind words, my friend.
No problem. Glad you're on. Zeke Elliott, Mike, I it happens once, you say, okay, it happens twice, you start to wonder. It continually happens, it becomes a trend. You know, gets not arrested, no arrests were made, gets in a bar altercation, hits a guy in a bar there in Dallas, faces a possible suspension. Mike, what, are you concerned? I don't know if character is the right word. Is there some flaw? Are you worried about him and worried about what goes on with him, Mike?
Well, I think you're very astute to point out, first of all, that Zeke hasn't committed any crimes. And in fact, yep. On the two occasions when he's actually been accused of crimes, law enforcement officials in Ohio, Texas, and Florida all found him not to be guilty of sexual assault involving his estranged girlfriend, who literally tried to blackmail him and use that charge to do so. The rest of the stuff could be characterized as, that's just a little troublemaking and a little knuckleheadedness. The problem with the timing of this, Sean, is that as of Friday, Ezekiel Elliott was aware, and in fact has been aware since June, I'm told, that he was going to have a come-to-Jesus/come-to-Roger Goodell meeting sometime before training camp or at the beginning of training camp, was going to go to Manhattan with his representatives, and was going to face the NFL accusers who believe that there is a culmination of events, that there is a compilation of behaviors. Those are the phrases that a number of people now have used with me in recent days, and that the NFL was prepared to give him either a short suspension or just a severe hand slap, a scared straight meeting, to tell him, listen, you're really close to trouble. All it's been so far is knuckleheadedness, but you're really close to trouble. We don't want to suspend you.
Right.
You're one of the 10 best players in football on the marquee team in football. We don't want you not on TV, as the Cowboys will be nationally probably 14 out of 16 games during the course of the regular season. And then Zeke goes and involves himself in this, and as we reported first on 105.3 in Dallas, and are careful to say it this way, Sean, I'm saying Zeke was involved in an altercation.
Right.
Until I see his bloody knuckles, I'm not going to be able to verify completely that he was the guy that threw the punch, although the evidence increasingly, the circumstantial evidence certainly is overwhelming. What's going to happen here, that law enforcement is going to find, I think, that the people involved, including a disc jockey who is acquainted with Ezekiel Elliott, part of the circle that travels down on McKinney Avenue. By the way, one of the reasons that I call Zeke and have for a year the mayor of McKinney Avenue.
Right.
he's a party guy. He has fun down there. That's his scene. Well, all those bar owners and all those bartenders and all those DJs and all the players, they all know each other. They're all friends. And that part of this can go away. I'll fix your nose. I'll write you a check. And I'll see you next Friday at the club. The NFL part of it doesn't have to go away. And Zeke's going to have to tell the truth about this or the hot water that he's in with the commissioner's office is going to get to boiling.
Mike Fisher, 105.3 The Fan, Dallas Cowboys insider, and quite frankly has a lot of insight on not just the Cowboys, but his finger on the pulse of all those things that go on sports-wise in Dallas. Mike, you know, with Zeke, interviewed him before, watched him, seen him. Seems like such a likable guy, a hell of a football player, and you mentioned those charges that were dropped. Yet, and what I mean, and I don't even know if it's a character thing, like I said last time, Mike, but what I worry about is the next one, or the next one. And then you know this, Mike, when you find somebody with rabbit ears, or he's around that all the time, some guy tries to come bait him, and then the next time it becomes more expensive and becomes a little more dangerous. I just sometimes when you're around it that often, you start to wonder, well, when is the other shoe going to drop big time? And do you worry about him at all, Mike, or do you feel pretty comfortable that he's going to overcome this and it's just immaturity?
Point out that he's 21,
right?
And I didn't do anything, but Sean Salisbury sure the hell did. And
so, I got news for you. Why are you limiting me to one time, Mike?
And we don't mean to make light of what really could have been
right.
a far more serious situation and might be serious next time. But you're 21, you got $1 million, you're big and good looking, and you're the mayor of McKinney Avenue, and you think you're indestructible.
Right.
And maybe it would be helpful for Ezekiel Elliott to serve a suspension, to understand how close we all are to having it all be taken away. In all our professions,
right.
with all our behaviors, and that certainly applies to him and his. Yes, this has been a concern of the NFL and of the Cowboys since the investigation really started into his behaviors, and that predates his drafting into the NFL by 6 months. There have been concerns about this all the way to his freshman season at Ohio State. That doesn't mean he's a horrible person. It doesn't. I don't think he is a horrible person.
Agreed.
It doesn't mean he means to do other people harm. I don't think that's the case either. But he is on the precipice of doing himself a great deal of harm.
Mike, when he's healthy, and now if he misses the Giants, Broncos, those first two games, hell, the East is going to be tough, and both those defenses are good. But I love this team. I'm a huge Prescott guy. How good can they be, and do you see them even better than they were last year?
Yeah, my belief is that, you know, the Kirk Cousins controversy aside, because of the way the Redskins are handling a perfectly decent quarterback, that may be the single thing that separates all the teams in the NFC East. They're all good enough to beat each other, and the difference is so thin that Ezekiel Elliott missing a couple games, that's a monumental defense. Now you can imagine that the heart and soul guys in this team, led by Dez Bryant, that they muscle up and they bow their backs and all that stuff of sports legend, but the Giants, the Redskins, the Eagles, the Broncos, they'll all be bowing their backs too.
Mike, we'll be looking forward to hearing more about this, and obviously we know where to look when we want to find it. Please tell the guys, you guys kick butt at 105.3 The Fan always, and we always like finding out about your stuff, and great job with this story, and good luck this season with the Cowboys, and we'll have you back on. We look forward to hearing more about this.
Well, that's
about
my pleasure. Cowboys. Yeah. And Sean, as you know, come get me on Twitter at Fish Sports, and then yeah, we're the best team in Dallas, DFW at 105.3 The Fan.
There is
thank you
no
that.
Question about that. Great group, Mike. I appreciate you, brother. Thank you, Mike Fisher, 105.3 The Fan. They do a great job, and Mike's on it, man. He's got his finger on the pulse in Dallas, and he makes a good point about Zeke. Charges drop, but my whole thing is you just don't want to be labeled the guy who's always seems to always be around trouble. You know. Whether it's small or big trouble, trouble's trouble. And now, two games, if you face that two-game suspension, it is big. I mean, it's huge. This guy is a special player, and you got two good games to start out and two rough ones.
Yeah, and it's just 48 hours after what was said on Friday about the possible suspension. Like, just stay inside. Just for 48 hours, just stay home.
Yeah, or just make better decisions. I understand if you're trying to protect a buddy, but you're Ezekiel Elliott. Unfortunately, you're at that situation.
You got a target on your back.
And you've got to have somebody else do that. You got to have a fall guy. I'm just kidding. Just
that's actually a very accurate statement.
It is. It's the Sean Salisbury Show. Poll question right around the corner. Just don't do it.